Considering where you are at the bye week, is it easy to say that the success of the offense is the most pleasing part of the first 6 games?
No, I would just say that it's good to go into the bye with a win. I don't really look at it that way, John. I don't think about what's more pleasing. I'm looking forward to the noon meeting with the team so we can get going on what we need to improve upon in all three phases, whether it's better punt coverage, better ways to run the football. We got to execute better in a running game. Got to keep quarterbacks in the pocket on defense, giving up a lot of yards rushing the quarterback. That's how I look at it. You know, what can we do to get better? Yeah, I didn't like the flip. Did not like the flip. Just score and hand the ball to the official would be my advice to him. I think he can, add some things to our offense. Just continue to work and improve in the classroom. Continue to work and improve on special teams, and he'll get more reps on offense.
Where do you think Deshaun is in the operation of your offense?
I'd say there's always room for improvement. We have a lot to work on. I think the bye is coming at a good time. I think it's been decent, but I think that it can be a lot better.
Are you encouraged with the progress he has made since he took over as starter for
you? Oh, yeah. No, he's, a guy that's just coming into the league to be able to play the way he's played with the poise that he's played with, definitely pleased with that. I just know that there's a lot of things relative to him and the way he thinks and the way I think that we can all get better at.
You say that, is it also something that you know what he's already done, he's going to work to make sure he's doing much better as he goes forward?
Yeah, I think he'll always try to enhance the things that he's doing well, and I think he'll really work hard to change the things that he's not doing well, if that makes sense. So he'll really work on different things. I'm not going to get into the details of what each category is, but I know that he's going to work hard to get better at what he's, what he perceives and what we tell him that he needs to get better at. He's going to work real hard at that, and then he's going to continue to enhance the things that I think he's doing well. And that's a lot of what we're going to talk about this afternoon.
Is this the first time you've worn an Astros cap in here?
No, I don't. Well, I don't know. Maybe. I'm a big Astros fan. Especially, I just think they got a. I mean, that game the other day. Verlander on the mound, Altuve racing around the bases with that winning run. I mean, that was a great baseball game. The crowd was into it. Big fan of A.J. Hinch, big fan of the Astros, and an even bigger fan now that they're playing the Yankees. Right, Paul?
Yeah.
No question.
texted with Hinch.
I haven't texted him since after the Red Sox series, but I did sent him a text there, and he's a great guy. He texted me right back. He mentioned our team and good luck against Cleveland and things like that. So he's watching us, and we're appreciative of that. But we wish him the best of luck in his team.
And what is it about Mike Devlin as a teacher, the way he's going to bring offensive line? I know things have gone to a great start in the first game and then played together a lot. But now, what do you think about how Lonzo with Mike's going?
Yeah, I don't even know where to begin with Mike Devlin. I think he's one of the best line coaches I've ever been around. I've been around some great line coaches. I've been around Dante Scarnecchia. I've been around Doug Marrone. I've been around Ralph Friedgen, Pat Watson. I mean, I could go down the list. Mac McWhorter, the list of offensive line coaches that I've been around, and Mike Devlin's right there at the top. He's a great teacher. He's got a great demeanor. He really creates unity in his room. Those guys, that's a real brotherhood within that room. They believe in him. I believe in him. I just think he's a very, very vital part of this staff.
Deshaun said today that you tell him to trust his instincts. Is it sometimes tricky because there are some plays where he extends it and he makes incredible plays. There are others where you're like, well, maybe you should throw it away.
No question. And he did that a few too many yesterday. And we're going to talk about that. And he's the type of guy that will correct those things. He had one scrambling over, when we were backed up. Scrambled toward the Cleveland sideline. It really should have been intercepted. DeAndre Hopkins made a great play batting the ball down. We can't do that. We've got to understand that the journey's over sometimes, and it's okay to punt. We don't really like punting, But we have to understand that that's part of managing the game, of making good decisions. And, you know, I tell you, 90% of the time he makes the right decision, but that 10% we have to improve on, because that can get you beat. And I think that's something that he'll really work on.
What do you think about the way Clowney is playing and how he's kind of built on what he did last year with another good start?
I think he's playing – look, I think JD always plays hard. I think he plays very, very hard on Sundays. We're very appreciative of that, and I think he can play even better. And I think he'd probably be the first one to tell you that. He's made some really key plays for us yesterday, definitely getting pressure on the quarterback, setting the edge in the running game. But then there's other things I know that he wishes, you know, he could play better on certain plays. And I think he'll really work hard to do that. I think he realizes how important he is to our success moving forward on defense. The thing about JD is I really enjoy watching him play on Sundays, because he plays very, very hard. Plays very hard, which is a great thing.
You know, considering how many defensive starters y'all don't have from last season, is it unfair to expect too much out of the defense today, considering so many guys are starting for the first time?
Again, I don't know if I look at it that way, John. I think it's more about the standard that we have to hold ourselves to in all three phases. You know what I mean? Like, I think that, you know, look, this is a contact sport. Injuries occur. Every team's dealing with injuries. Look at Green Bay yesterday. The season's not ending, you know, and so everybody's dealing with injuries. And so now it's just about, okay, you know, you look at the guys that stepped in yesterday. Brennan Scarlett played a good football game. I thought Ufamba did some good things. DJ Reader got a game ball along with Jonathan Joseph. Obviously, J-Jo got a game ball. DJ Reader got one too. DJ Reader was sick as a dog and played the game, really battling like flu-like symptoms. Played a hell of a game. So, you know, those type of guys are always going to step up, and that's what happens in these situations. That's the nature of the deal in the NFL, and that's what has to continue.
How much does, when you have guys that have to step up, especially when they're undrafted free agents, or they come from other teams and they're learning the system for the first time, what role do your position coaches play in their development?
Big. Yeah, when they come from other teams.
When they're undrafted free agents.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's I think our coaching staff, you know, look, and you know, you look at what Rick and Jimmy are doing. They're bringing these guys in, and some of these guys, you know, whether it's Lamar Houston or, you know, guys that were signing, Marcus Williams, you know, I thought Marcus did some good things. But, you know, you have to train those – the philosophy. If you have the philosophy of churning the roster, then you better have a coaching staff that can get guys ready in 3 days to play a game on Sunday. And so I think our coaching staff does a real good job of that. And then when you talk about the Dylan Coles of the world, you know, those type of players, the Curtis Drummonds of the world that weren't drafted, that is all about development. And I think our coaching, you know, we have a number of guys on our staff that coached in college, where I think in college developing players is a huge thing. And I think we do a good job of developing players as a coaching staff.
Talk about Leckler, how well he's punting, except for that one yesterday. And also Fairbairn's missed four extra points and field goals.
Yeah. Leck has a strong leg. Leck has really tried to direct the punts for us. That's something he needs to continue to do, but he's a great punter. I mean, you guys know how I feel about Leck. He's doing a heck of a job, and when he can combine hang time with the direction, it really helps our coverage. And I think Fairbairn's done a decent job. What happened on that one yesterday was it was the operation. You know, the clock was running down, then they reset the clock, and we need to slow down and realize that they reset the clock and get the operation set. We were in too much of a rush there. So the snap was a little off. The whole, you know, everything kind of combined for him to miss. And then we got to protect better. You know, certain parts of our protection have to be better on the PAT protection and field goal protection. So, but I think he's done a good job. And like you said, kicking off's been real good for us.
I don't know if you know what Dylan Cole,
there's no, I don't have an update on Dylan Cole. That could be, he could miss a little time or he could miss a lot of time. I think that's an MRI situation, and they'll get back to me later on that.
Do you expect Kevin Johnson back after the bye?
I do. I think that Kevin could start practicing for us after the bye, and I mean, you know, next week, and then it should be good to go, I believe. Yep.
What did you make of the play Cole made before he got injured?
Yeah.
Side by side, the tight end looked like a defensive back for a moment out there.
Yeah, it was a great play. He's got good speed. He's got really good instincts. He knew what was coming there, basically, and you know, he can run. He can run. He's got good ball skills. So we weren't surprised by the play that he made, but it was definitely a heck of a play down the field. Usually linebackers, the farther it gets down the field, they have a harder time adjusting to the ball, and he did a nice job on that. It's just too bad he got injured on that play.
Bill, we rarely ask you about Zach Cunningham, what he did, or just play that play again. He's always out there making a lot of plays almost every single game. What's he done for you this year?
Yeah, Zach's done a good job. He's a very athletic guy. He's very instinctive, smart, very coachable, and he's played pretty physical for a rookie. Sometimes that inside linebacker position, it's not easy to just step right in. You're playing against grown men right away, which is different. Even in the SEC, it's different than college. And I think that he's done a good job of really helping us on special teams, helping us obviously on defense and playing physically, which is important.
Bill,